Okay, ladies, we are hungry, so we are going to pray. We will be done in 3 minutes and 59 seconds. Okay, but seriously, if you cannot hear me, because sometimes I thunder and I'm retarded. So if you cannot hear me, just raise your hand like this. Okay, or if, you know, you want out, just raise your hand like this. And we'll just get out of here. Okay, let's start with a word of prayer. In a minute. Awesome. Okay, let's start with a word of prayer. Father, Lord, we love you so much. We thank you for your goodness. Father, I thank you for every lady who's in this room. Father, I pray that everything said and done would glorify you, Father, and that it would be an encouragement. Father, I pray that you would use every lady's life in here, Father. There are some in here, Father, who've made such an impact on my life. And Lord, I thank you for them. Father, I thank you that every lady came here, and I pray that throughout this whole conference, Father, we could just glorify you and grow closer to you. Father, you're so good to us, and we love you and pray this in your name. Amen. Okay. Let me start. I'm already crying. Okay. My name is Alyssa Lofgren for those of you who do not know me. I am a mom and a wife and a Christian. And this is, that man right there is Jeremy Lofgren, the most awesome man in the world. And then my 4 children. Aren't they so cute? So they're so awesome. And our session here is iced coffee. And if you didn't mean to come to iced coffee, we won't be mad if you leave. And if you guys all leave, I won't be mad. It's okay. So if you're here for iced coffee, that's what we're talking about. But iced coffee, our session is cultivating a refreshing spirit. Few things refresh a parched woman like iced coffee on a hot day. If you do not like iced coffee, you can substitute it with iced tea. From you Southern folks, sweet tea. Amen. Tanya, who has sugar and a little bit of tea, sweet tea. Or ice water for those of you who are Californians, or diet lemonade for those who are true Californians who don't drink sugar at all. And we're going to learn how can we transfer that same feeling of refreshment to people around you, to friends, to your husband, to your children. It is naturally easy to drain other people or to be a drainer. And we're going to learn several principles today on how God desires the principles in our life to encourage and strengthen other people. Now, who comes to mind when you think of a refreshing person? Someone's coming to mind right now. You can think of someone. Every time you see them, they refresh you. Okay. Who comes to mind when you think of a draining person? Now, you know, in your mind, you're thinking, oh, that one who, when you see her, you try not to make eye contact. You're like, oh, my ankle. Or when you see her, you're like, oh, look at this time. And you run and you go the other way and you're like running. That we are going to name her the drainer. But if we're not careful, we could be the drainer and not even realize it. Last year, someone taught a session on being everybody is somebody's weirdo. And I think about that every single day because I'm a weirdo. No, when you just want to, and you start talking to somebody, you think, okay, Lord, help me to be a blessing. If this person is running late, help me not to keep them further. So don't be a draining person. All of us, if we're not careful, can be a draining person. I have 2 videos here. We can either drain people we love.
Woody? Hi, guys. Are you best friends?
Mm-hmm.
What's your name?
Anna Marie.
What's your name?
Nicola.
How old are you?
2.
How old
are you? 2. No, I'm 2. No, you're wrong.
Now, if we're not careful, that is husband and wife, that is best friends, that is mom and child. Okay, number next, and this is supposed to be the greatest day of your life. It is.
Awesome.
Now, I would not recommend McDonald's coffee. For those of you who love McDonald's coffee, I will pray for you. But in both of those, we can become a draining person, even to those we love and we don't want to. And especially on wonderful days, we can become drained if we ourselves are not refreshed. Refresh is defined as to provide vigor and energy, to make fresh again, reinvigorate, or cheer. The disposition of the mind or attitude. And our attitudes, you can tell someone who has a good attitude immediately when you see it. There's something about what's inside the heart that comes out to the body language. You can tell the attitude of a teenager. You can tell somebody's attitude by the appearance. Spirit is defined as to encourage, to urge, or to stir on, to produce an action. Winston Churchill said, attitude is a little thing that makes a big difference. And our attitude, our spirit that we have to be refreshing, ladies, it's a choice. And that choice will produce an action. I brought a couple drinks today, and these are refreshing. These coffees, how many of you had these on break? Weren't they refreshing? Oh, I love these things. Water, it's refreshing. If I offered you the coffee drink, you'd be like, oh, thank you. Or a bottle of water, oh man, that's awesome, thank you. But if I came to you and said, hey, I'm running late, and I brought you my kids' water bottle from their lunch last Thursday they didn't drink, you'd be like, all right, moving on. But we want to make sure that we're not like this to other people, but we are like the delicious drinks. Being negative, complaining. So think about which one. Are you the one who's refreshing to people, or are you the one who is the drainer who people run from? How can we have a spirit that is refreshing to others? My three favorite Bible characters that have a refreshing, excellent spirit. Joseph. And think about these people's lives. And you know these stories, but Joseph was sold to slavery by his own brothers. Meanies. He was put into prison for something he didn't do. Not for a night. Not like, okay, he got pulled over. Oh, accidental. Okay, you're out. We'll bail you out in the morning. 2 years he's in prison. And then he was forgotten, but not by God. And he didn't forget God. He loved God. He had a real relationship, and he had an excellent spirit, the Bible records. How about the little maid? The little maid is taken captive to another country. She's basically a slave. She's made a slave in someone's house, but yet she had an excellent spirit. When Naaman came down and he was sick, immediately she pointed him to God's man and to God. She had an excellent spirit. Ladies, Daniel. Daniel was taken out of his captain, made a eunuch. Let's not dwell on that for a minute. But, I mean, think about all these three people who had an excellent spirit, who pointed people to God. They were taken captive. And your trials that you have, every single one of you ladies came in here today with a burden, something heavy on your heart that maybe only you know and only God knows. And it's real. However, people in the Bible, same thing. We're not taken from a country made to speak in a different language, made eunuchs. We're girls, we can't make, don't go there. Okay, but we can choose to have an excellent spirit. All three of those Bible characters chose to have an excellent spirit. Daniel 5:12 says, for as much as an excellent spirit and knowledge and understanding, interpreting of dreams and showing of hard sentences and dissolving of doubts were found in that same Daniel. Daniel 6:3. This Daniel was preferred above the presidents and princes because an excellent spirit was in him, and the king thought to set him over the whole realm. What was David's secret? It's found in Daniel 1:8. But Daniel purposed in his heart that he would not defile himself with a portion of the king's meat. Daniel purposed, he chose ahead of time. You know what? I love God. Doesn't matter what circumstances happen to my life. Doesn't matter what people do to me. I love God. I will stay close to him. I will have an excellent spirit. And God blessed all three of their lives. God blessed them. It begins with the choice. Life is not a matter of chance. It's a matter of choice. It's the choices that you make moment by moment that will determine your spirit, that will determine your actions. Pastor says your attitude determines your... Attitude determines your... Okay, so for each of us to have a refreshing spirit, we spelled out the acrostic. And the acrostic, number one, to have a real relationship with Christ. Your relationship with the Lord will only be as strong as you spend time and invest in it. And it does take time, ladies. Spend time in God's Word daily. Read it, study it, love it, memorize it. Deuteronomy 6:5-7 says, and thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul and with all thy might. And these words which I command thee this day shall be in thine heart. It starts with the heart. Our spirit starts with our heart. And thou shalt teach them diligently unto thy children. Ladies, if you don't have children, you can teach them diligently to your friends. You can teach them diligently to unsafe people. Ladies, there are a lot of people in the community where you live who need that refreshing spirit. How many of you have ever been to Walmart? The people of Walmart need refreshing spirits. How many of you wait in line at Walmart? They have 25 registers. They have two workers who do not have a refreshing spirit. And you wait for hours, and then they get up there. What do you want? This doesn't have a price tag. You can't buy it today. Or my favorite is when you go to Walmart and you're going grocery shopping and you have four kids and there's no shopping carts. And there's these 6 foot big buff men sitting at the door and you're like, sir, there's no shopping carts. Yeah, I know. They're out there. I just unloaded four children and came to Walmart. Do you think you could help me? Yep, they're out there. Okay, I'm gonna go shopping now. This is a true story. I really did. And we went, and I got one bag, because that's all I could carry, holding on four children. Went to the door, and he's like, I need to see a receipt. I'm like, four children and a bag, and you want to see my receipt? Yes, sir, you're refreshing. Joshua 1:8 says, this book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou may observest to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. Jeremiah 15:16 says, thy words were found, and I did eat them, and thy word was unto me the joy and rejoicing of mine heart. For I am called by thy name, O Lord God of hosts. Don't literally eat your Bible, but read it, love it. It should be your best friend, your guide. Isaiah 26:3, I love this verse. Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusteth in thee. The burdens that you're carrying, the draining women that are coming after you, you can be refreshing even to them if you just spend time with the Lord and get it from him. When the daily grind of life, the mundane things of life, laundry, cleaning toilets, all of that, drain the spirit that's within you, run to the living word of God and you will be refreshed. And then in turn, you can refresh others. Number next, E, for encourage others. Encourage others in two ways, with your words. We teach our children, think before you answer your phones. My phone just went off in the session previously, and it was Mrs. Chapel's session. And I'm going down, Lord, Lord. And of course, it was on vibrate all day, and then it bumped on. Ephesians 4:29 says, let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to the use of edifying, that it may minister grace unto the hearers. God wants what we say to please him and to edify, to build up, to encourage people. Find something kind to say to everyone you come in contact with, even the drainers. Man, I'm praying for you as you have your 25 tests and as you your big toenail as it grows in. I'm praying for you. Write notes of encouragement. Share scripture and how the Lord is working in your life. Those drainers go up to them, man, God is so good. You know what he did for me? And he will do it for you. And then walk away real quick. Encourage others with your words. Encourage others with acts of kindness. We also teach our children, think before you do. Not just in the negative. Think before you climb up there and break that glass. But we think before you do. Don't just pass by people. Think, that lady's crying in the corner. Let me stop what I'm doing with the people I'm doing, and let me go minister to her. And if it's really bad, go get Miss Coates. She can take care of them. Serve other people. Find ways that you can serve people. Make others feel important. Because they are important to God. Every single person you pass by is precious to God. You are precious to God. So serve people. Everyone carries burdens, but you could be that refresher that could change somebody's life. There are several people in this room who have changed my lives. I always cry, I apologize. And I don't want to name names because, but there are two specific people in this room who, in big times of trials and in little decisions, have changed my life just by doing something small, like here's a cherry Coke, here's a little note of encouragement. That, ladies, will go a long, long way, especially if you have four kids. Take a meal to a widow or a needy family. We have a next door neighbor, and she lives by herself, and she's in her late 70s. So every once in a while, my kids will walk over and bring her dinner. And she comes to church now. We're working on her family getting saved, but you can do that for your neighbors. Take them something. Now, if there are special families in Lancaster and it's a little bit scary, just run there, drop the bag off the doorstep and run away. No. But take a tract to your neighbors. If you don't like who lives around you or you're afraid of those who live around you, share the gospel with them. Let their lives be changed like you. Be a refresher. How about serving in the nursery? Enduring those biters and those stinky diapers. Serving the bus ministry, children's ministry. Jesus was our main example for this. I love this story in John 13, and you know it as well. Jesus, knowing that the Father had given all things into his hands. Think about that. This is God come down in the flesh, and that he was come from God and went to God. He riseth up from supper, laid aside his garments, took up a towel, and girded himself. After that, he poured water into a basin and began to wash the disciples' feet. I don't know about you, but there's nothing else in this world that grosses me out like feet. I rarely wear sandals. If you take off your feet and come near me, really, I am strange in this. Feet gross me out. I will not go get my nails done because they have to touch my feet. That is nasty. That is gross. But Jesus, this is God. This is the Son of God. Think about that, ladies. Creator of the universe. I mean, just look at how awesome this is. He humbled himself and washed feet. And then he says, verily, verily, I say unto you, the servant is not greater than his Lord, neither all that is sent greater than he that sent him. If you know these things, happy are you that do them. And he said, I'm giving you your example. I want you to go do likewise. Ladies, praise the Lord. We don't have to wash feet now. But I would. If Jesus came and he said, wash feet, I would wash it. But there's something else you can do. There was a lady in our church who had cancer. And she battled it and battled it. And it went to the last stage of cancer. And she was a mom. And she was a wife. And we watched her. But she would bake things and take it to people's house. She was, and you could tell, I mean, she was weeks and days from dying. But she would take things to people. She was refreshing. She would never see her grandchildren grow up. She would never get to spend time with them. But yet she set aside her wishes and wants to serve other people, to be refreshing. Ladies, let us follow our Savior and follow some dear people, and let us have that refreshing spirit. Number next. Are you ready? Come on, ladies. Do what it says. Smile. Smile. All right. Smile at everyone. Everyone. Not cheesy, but be cheesy. That's okay. Proverbs 15:13 says, a merry heart maketh a cheerful countenance, but by the sorrow of heart, the spirit is broken. If you have a pity party, your spirit will follow. Don't follow your emotions. Ladies, we have emotions and hormones. And one day you're like, ah, next day, like, ah, you know? But if we make a decision to be refreshing, our emotions will follow. And so you just, and take it to the Lord. Lord, today I need you extra because, Proverbs 17:22 says, a merry heart doth good like medicine, but a broken spirit drieth the bones. Smile. Let the Lord use you to be an encouragement to other people. As you're walking by, isn't it when you're walking by and you're just like, you've gotten your four kids to church. The dog ran away right before you came here. Your daughter couldn't find her pink shoes, so she's wearing her sneakers to church, and she has a pretty dress on. On the way, you spilled a coffee on your lap. You finally get into church, and someone's, what? Good morning. But, or smile when people are coming in. Smile at them. Sometimes, ladies, we're used to doing this. If you're here 3 to Thrive and you come to church every Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday night, awesome. Some people are still getting into that habit. Some, it's all they can do to get their Sunday morning. Smile at them. I'm glad you're here. Even if you're in nursery and you're like, oh, it's the crier. Smile. I am glad you're here. I am. Your daughter's the best biter in this nursery. I'm glad you're here. Number next. Pray. Pray. Ladies, we have an untapped resource that we forget about. Pray. Ask the Lord to help you to be refreshing moment by moment. The Bible says in 1 Thessalonians 5:17, pray without ceasing. Ladies, we don't just need to run to God when things are bad. Talk to him throughout the day, like a telephone call. And a lot of you, you'll be talking on the phone, and then someone comes up to you, and you just put it on your shoulder. Yeah, okay, and put it up. That's how we should treat God. Wake up in the morning. Lord, I love you. I'm so glad to be your child today. Okay, then we stop, and we're getting the kids ready. God said, go get those shoes on. And then, Lord, thank you so much for these children. Help them to find their shoes and put their shoes back where they're supposed to be. Pray moment by moment so that you can be refreshed, so that you could be refreshing. Psalms 51:10-12 says, create in me a clean heart, O God. David is going through a trial. He's sinned. He's getting things right. He was talking to the Lord. And the Bible says, and renew a right spirit within me. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation and uphold me with thy free spirit. When that drainer's coming after you and you're like, she's like sucking you out like sponge and it's all you can do, talk to the Lord. Lord, fill me up right now. Help me, Lord. Help me to be a blessing to the drainer. James 1:5 says, if any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God that giveth to all men liberally. I love that. He'll give it to you liberally. He's not stingy and upbraideth not. God will not chastise us when we ask for wisdom, and it shall be given him. Luke 11:9 says, and I say unto you, ask, and it shall be given you. Seek, and you shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. Ladies, pray. Talk to the Lord. I lost my O, so we're going to keep it on prayer real quick. O is obey. Obey every impulse of the Holy Spirit. That's the bummer about doing your own PowerPoint. If you mess it up, you're mad at yourself. Drainer. Okay. Obey every impulse of the Holy Spirit. When we sit down at our computers, we expect them to work, right? We do. We put in that power cable, expect them to work. However, if we forget our power cord or we like lose it like we did yesterday, and we go to run our name badges and there is no power, we are in trouble and we begin to panic. Ladies, if we're not connected to the power source, we will not function. And Jesus Christ is our power source. The Holy Spirit, God has given him to us to help us. Utilize it. We will become that draining lady if we lose our power. Galatians 5:16 says, "This I say then, walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh." Galatians 5:25 says, "If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. As we obey and walk in the Spirit, we'll produce fruit. We'll be refreshing and not a drainer or a complainer." Galatians 5:22 and 23 says, "But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law." So we need to obey the Holy Spirit. Every impulse that the Holy Spirit says. You're walking down the hallway and you're chanting, the Lord says, go talk to her. You're walking down the Spirit, the Lord says, don't run from that drainer. Obey the Holy Spirit. In, nurture. Nurture the people that God has put in your life. Life is made up of relationships. God has given, every one of you has different relationships that God wants you to nurture and to take care of. Nurture is defined as to feed and protect, to support and encourage, to bring up, train, and educate. And the drainers need to be educated that God is still on the throne and that they can be a refresher too. How can you nurture? Some practical ways we can nurture. Listen. Listen with your eyes and listen with your ears and your mind. Don't like get the lady talking and then, I have to go do my laundry and I need to go buy Walmart. Ask questions and be genuinely interested in other people. Guard against talking about yourself all the time. We should guard against the words like I, me, and mine, because really nobody cares. Really? Do you care? Yeah, you guys. Okay, you guys are more spiritual. But ask about people. Ask questions. You know, how are you doing? You know, how's your daughter doing? She just had those tests the other day. How is she doing? Genuinely care about people because God cares about them. Colossians 3:23 says, "And whatsoever you do, do it heartily as to the Lord and not unto men." And then our last letter D is don't. Just don't. Don't react in the flesh. Don't be negative. Don't criticize others. Don't give unwanted advice. You know what? I just saw Johnny in the parking lot and he was kicking his brother. I have 10 points on how you can have your not do that, okay? Don't be angry and don't complain. Philippians 2:14 says, "Do all things without murmurings and disputings." These are my favorite verses because my husband tells me them often. Not really. Proverbs 21:9 says, "It is better to dwell in the corner of the housetop than with a brawling woman and a wide house." Help us. Don't be the brawling woman. The brawling woman is a drainer. Proverbs 25:28 says, "He that hath no rule over his own spirit is like a city that is broken down and without walls." You will have no protection. Your life can be destroyed. Would be the correct word for that. Will be destroyed if we let the don'ts rule our life. How do you have victory over the don'ts? Proverbs 4:23 says, "Keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life." Ephesians 4:22 says that you put off concerning the former conversation the old man, which is corrupt according to the deceitful lust, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind, and that you put on the new man. God, literally, you get dressed every morning. Not one of you ladies got up this morning, rolled out of bed, and came here. Not one. You guys all took a moment to look at the mirror, and you fixed whatever's wrong. It took me a long time to fix. But we take off the gross clothes, we put on the clean clothes, we put on our makeup, and we get everything ready. God wants you to do that moment by moment with him. Get that refreshing spirit. Ask the Lord, "Lord, get that out right now. Get those thoughts out of my life. Get that old man out. Lord, renew my spirit." Life is not perfect. People are not perfect. Except you guys. You guys are perfect. But you can make the most of the best and the least of the worst. Make the most of the best and the least of the worst. You can be the iced coffee, the refresher in someone's life, if you, and the cross stick spells out, respond in the spirit. It is your choice to reject the natural reactions of the flesh and to respond in the spirit.